Christian's last name is Alcantara. First name is Maverick, Maverick. Date of visit September 25, 2024. Next door of provision tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury, but it was in August of 2023. Full stop. Provision was in Irwin, Fort Irwin, IRWIN. Again, IRWIN, Fort Irwin, California. Full stop. Provision was in a training exercise. Full stop. Provision was practicing medical evacuation. Full stop. During the training exercise, his vehicle rolled over. For submission, was a passenger in the back of the vehicle. For submission, the vehicle rolled over. His head hit the equipment. It was metal equipment. For submission, hit the back of the head onto the equipment. For submission, immediate loss of consciousness. For submission, was out of consciousness for 5 minutes. When he woke up, patient had a severe headache, confusion, and disorientation. Patient tells me that the symptoms lasted several days. Patient continued significant severe headache, confusion, and disorientation for the next few days. Since the event, patient has significant headaches. His headaches almost daily basis. Patient has become very sensitive to light. Patient has a concentration difficulty. Patient's ringing and tinnitus in the ears bilaterally. Patient also have no motivation. Patient has moodiness. Patient feel fatigue. Patient has irregular sleep. Next paragraph. Patient is currently out of the military. However, when he was in the military, my patient was a combat medic. Patient tells me that given the headaches, tinnitus, difficulty with concentration, he was not able to perform his job. A patient also significant fatigue during the job. A patient was not able to do his job as a medic, as a combat medic. A patient is trying to take rizatriptan, topiramate, fluoxetine, propranolol, and naproxen. However, these medications are not significantly helping him. Next paragraph. It is my opinion that patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. In August of 2023, patient was involved in a rollover accident. Patient was sitting in the back of the truck, and his head hit the metal equipment in the back of the truck. Patient had immediate loss of consciousness. Patient was out of consciousness for about 5 minutes. When he woke up, patient was confused and disoriented. Patient had severe headache for several days. Since the event, patient has constant headaches, sensitivity to light, difficulty concentrating, focus. Patient also ringing the ears. Patient also become fatigued. He has irregular sleep. Patient has no motivation. It is my opinion that the loss of consciousness follow head injury, followed by headaches, sensitivity to light, tinnitus. Tinnitus, fatigue, these are all signs and symptoms suggesting traumatic brain injury. Next patient's last name is Andino. First name is Joshua. Dated this September 25, 2024. First patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. In December of 2010. Patient was on board on the USS Carl Vincent. It was a night operation. Patient was managing the flight deck operation. Patient tells me he slipped and tripped over a catapult, C-A-T-A-P-U-L-T. Patient fell and hit the head. Patient had immediate loss of consciousness. Patient was out of consciousness for approximately 2 minutes. When he woke up, patient was confused, disoriented. Patient had a severe head pain. Patient, as a matter of fact, had severe head pain and confusion for the next few days. Next paragraph, since the event, patient has chronic headaches. Patient's tinnitus in the ears. Patient's irritability, light and sound sensitivity. Mood changes. Aggressiveness, memory deficits, concentration and focus difficulties, patient social isolation. Patient also has depression and anxiety and panic attacks. Next paragraph, patient is currently a law enforcement officer. Patient is a police. Patient tells me that his symptoms are significantly affecting him doing the job. The light sensitivity and headaches are significantly affecting his focus at work. Patient is not able to concentrate and focus. Tonight is also affecting his concentration and focus. His irritability is also affecting his job performance. Patient's difficulty to focused with his job for stuff, and for stuff. Next, which marks the end of the patient.